A leading water expert with a very specific professional niche spoke in Milwaukee this week. Vanessa Tobin is the Senior Technical Advisor for Water Supply, Sanitation, and Water Resources Development for Catholic Relief Services, which is based in Baltimore, Maryland.
Before joining CRS in 2012, Tobin worked extensively in the field for the United Nations and other organizations in places such as South Sudan and Nepal. Most recently, she served as UNICEF's Chief of Water, Environment, and Sanitation.
Tobin spoke with Lake Effect Susan Bentz ahead of her address to the Rotary Club of Milwaukee, which in turn came after a larger Rotary effort in Korea.
We still have major challenges in reaching everyone with clean water and sanitation. Sanitary conditions in many countries are still very poor. We have about 2.6 billion people that don't have access to sanitation still, and about 665 million people that don't have access to water, to a clean water supply service.
So with numbers so large, it's hard to think that big. It just sounds like a big number. Can you give an example of what you see out there?
In countries where even there has been really good progress, such as India and China, there are still hundreds of millions of people who don't have access to toilets. We tend to look at India and the progress that's been made in India as wonderful in terms of water supply coverage, in terms of its economic development, in terms of its progress in reaching the Millennium Development Goals, in education, in health, in really achieving heavy engagement of partnerships, private sector. But when you go into some of the northern states of India, into Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal, sanitation coverage is still very low. And this means people don't have access to a toilet within their house. You have girls that have to travel out into the fields in the morning very early for privacy so that they can, you know, go somewhere that's relatively safe. And of course, then we get to the issue of schools. We still globally only have about 50% of schools that have access to sanitary facilities, access to water supply, and access to toilets for girls and boys at schools. So we still have a long way to go. I've recently just come back from Kenya, where we've been working on very much integrating water and sanitation concerns into health projects focused on under threes. In Kenya, you have high stunting rates in young children that even with, you know, immunization, with programs that are given access to multiple micronutrients, to vitamin A, to iron, to basically that's focused on reaching youngest children, you still have these very high stunting rates, which are not only due to food, the food situation in countries, to the overall health situation, they're also exacerbated by the number of infections that a young child suffers from. That a child could have 5 to 7 episodes of diarrhea in 1 year. And that's also exacerbating the situation. That's working on breaking down digestion in the child. It's affecting the whole digestive system, which then leads to malabsorption of nutrients. So even if you're giving the right nutrients, even if you're giving the right food, you've got the situation that those number of infections are affecting that under 2-year-old and affecting its ability to grow adequately, affecting the mother too, that the mother, while she's carrying the child, will be infected with either some, an enteric infection of some nature, usually diarrhea, or what is also still very prevalent that needs far more attention is helminths, worm infestations, which are still incredibly high in many countries. Certainly the countries, the areas of the country I described to you in India, which still has heavy helminth infections, China, and of course in sub-Saharan Africa, and these need to be addressed, they need to be dealt with, because if we give all of our attention to health nutrition programs and to agriculture programs, and we don't look at the simple preventive means that stops a young child from becoming infected a number of times than we're neglecting one incredibly important cog of the wheel in the overall development of the young child.
Okay, so with so many problems, how does Catholic Relief Services attack this?
Maybe to give you an example of a project and how we work and what we do. A good one is probably Democratic Republic of Congo. Ethiopia is probably another good one, and Kenya. And how we work in each of those countries is very similar. We are very much about putting services on the ground in communities, but we don't put the services in ourselves. We work with local government, we work, of course, with national governments, and we work with local government, and we work with local partners, and we don't implement. Our aim is to really develop capacities that help others to do that job. And we're also not about just working with communities to provide those services for water supply or for sanitation, because in the long run, that doesn't work. Because communities alone can't ensure that those services continue to function. They can make sure it functions for a time, but if they don't get the support for spare parts, they don't get the support for technical services, they don't get some financial support, or some sort of mechanism to get that major part in, or even to replace the technical system itself, they can't make sure that it keeps functioning. So we'll work with government, with local government, train local government, work on technologies that are simple to maintain, easy to use, make sure that there's a good supply chain in place so that people can access the supplies and equipment that they need, and make sure that trained mechanics are available, trained people are available, that communities can access. And that works the best way in the long run.
So this would be pumping water, cleaning water, is that?
The types of services that we've supported have varied from small piped water supply services that we're putting in places in Congo and in Ethiopia, to gravity flow water supply services that we've placed in places in Kenya and Ethiopia, and in the emergency response in Nepal. And then also goes to hand pumps that are either installed on wells, covered wells, or on boreholes with the necessary effective drilling program that would accompany it. And as stated, that's local partners. One of the areas, too, that we work closely on, and the governments are working much more closely on, is really working on training of small enterprise development. So you've got drilling operations which are run by local people, local technically trained people, and setting up those enterprises that then the government regulates. They can make sure that those prices are regulated, and they can also check the standards on those if communities are not satisfied with the standard that's been provided, and that has accelerated service delivery. Same on the sanitation side, that you have trained masons, you have trained businesses that are available to sell sanitary slabs to people, sell other services to people, household water treatment products, and other means that you can make water and sanitation into a small business. You can make a living, and you can also ensure that we're less likely to have the breakdowns that we've had until now within the sector.
So you mentioned at the beginning that Rotary International had a meeting at which these issues were discussed. So are you, Catholic Relief Services, looking at potentially working with Rotary and school-based projects?
Rotary, from my past of working with UNICEF, has been one of the strongest partners in the sector with its work through its water and sanitation group, WASRAC, and I have worked very closely with them. Before I arrived at CRS, there was a close working relationship between Rotary and with CRS, and a lot of collaboration that's actually happened at the country level. In terms of support to small rural water supply services. We envisage working closely with Rotary as they move forward on their drive on water and sanitation in schools. We see this as important. I was very involved in the past in the establishment of the Washington Schools program, and which was in the first partnership that sort of drove this forward was 2007 or so, that really pushed it forward in a large way. And so why is this so important? Well, it's very difficult if we're going to get to grips with all of the challenges in water sanitation and its impact on health. If we don't get to young children, we need to get to primary schools. We need that children coming into primary schools are getting those hygiene messages and are in a hygienic environment from an early enough age. And then the real learning, the impact that has lasts a lifetime. So the importance of the demonstration that goes on in schools, and how that if it's not going on in schools, it's anything that's happening in the home is unlikely to really penetrate to the level that you really want it to happen for the next generation to take this as important as anything else in terms of overall development. Second aspect is girls. And there are very few projects that really have a larger impact on gender empowerment than water and sanitation. Providing water closer to a home means a woman doesn't have to walk for hours to go collect that water. Invariably, she still walks because it's a community service, so she's still walking. She might be walking, in the case of a lot of Ethiopia, up to 1.5 kilometres still, even for an improved service. And she has to carry 20 litres every time she's going there. Having facilities at the school makes it really important for girls too, as they grow older, that they have the privacy of having a toilet that they can use at the school, which makes it far easier for them, as well as at the home. That privacy and convenience factor for girls and women is extremely important, and is one of the major factors too in the construction initially of sanitation facilities. It's usually reasons of privacy and convenience. Health comes later. So for girls, this is a really important intervention. So if we want to focus on interventions that will empower women, that will lead to, you know, to a more developed, a more balanced development in countries, we need to seek those projects that are really going to focus on girls and women. And this is one of them. You know, we can talk about girls' education and the focus on girls' education, get girls into schools. But again, girls have to stay in schools. Then you have to make it easier for them to stay in schools. And this is one way that it helps to be able to do that. So for me, it's not just an overall project that focuses on the next generation of really inculcating values on water and sanitation. For me, it's also about girls and making sure they have an enabling environment to be able to learn.
Vanessa Tobin is the Senior Technical Advisor for Water Supply, Sanitation, and Water Resources Development for Catholic Relief Services, based in Baltimore. She was in Milwaukee this week to speak to the city's Rotary Club and spoke with Susan Bentz.